With the March 31st deadline looming, the state transportation budget is a step closer to becoming law. The Ohio House is expected to approve the changes the Senate made when passing that budget Wednesday night. The two-year, $8 billion transportation budget was approved unanimously. Republican Senator Stephanie Coonsey says it spends $5.4 billion on construction and maintenance for highways and bridges, and boosts public transit, which was cut 90% in Governor Mike DeWine's original proposal.
We have not only included funding so that our roadways will continue to be improved and our bridges will be safe, but the Senate has further increased funding for public transit with an additional $13.85 million in GRF funding per year. This brings the total investment to over $70 million per year.
The Senate's changes also include allowing an 8-year driver's license and creating an electric vehicle charging station grant program with money from the National Volkswagen Settlement. But increased penalties for distracted driving in DeWine's initial proposal were not restored. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.